what do you call the thin little rocks of stone?
Uh-huh.
I call them rocks or flint.
Pardon?
Yeah.
That's right, I just didn't hear you.
We call them rock flints.
Okay, thank you. What do you call a large wooden vessel open at the top for carrying water or milk? It has a handle over it like this.
That's right. I can't think of it. Call it. What you put your milk in? Dairy.
It's a what do you call the large wooden thing that has a handle on it, and that's what you put the water in to carry it, or the milk to carry it in that?
That's right. I call that not milk dairy or something. I can't think of what you call it. No, see my life.
What do you call a thing with a handle on it like this, made out of metal, that people carry water in?
Call this, some said Joe, some said
it looks sort of like this.
That's right.
But it has a handle.
That's right, it had a handle. Well, that water jug.
Did you ever hear someone say bucket or pail?
Some said peel, some said bucket.
Okay, well, what would you call it if it was made out of wood?
It's a wood bucket.
Okay, and what if it was made out of metal?
It's a metal bucket.
What do you call the heavy iron thing used in the kitchen for frying things on the stove?
Don't call it waffle irons.
And not just a waffle iron, suppose the kind of thing that you can put sausage in or anything.
Oh, someone call them softened pan.
And what about the kind that you fry things in?
What is it called? Frying pan.
What do you call the thing at the kitchen sink that the water comes out of? The thing that you turn?
A jar. I call a spigot.
What do you call the same thing that you turn on a barrel?
Call a faucet.
And what about the same thing in the yard?
You call a spigot too.
When you buy a few cans of food at the store, what are they put into for you to carry them home?
Paper sack.
What do you call a large bag made of loosely woven cloth? You might say 100 pounds of potatoes would come in a...
Potato bag. We call it potato bag, a potato sack, something like that.
100 pounds of chicken feed would come in a...
Come in a sack.
Did you ever hear about a croaker sack or a jute bag?
There's a croaker sack, someone said, can't think of the sack name. The croaker sack. So it's paper sack.
And how about one of those real big ones? It's about that big. And they have to carry it over their shoulder, you know, the men or two men have to carry it?
Yes, a draw sack.
Pardon?
Draw sack.
Okay, thank you.